husbands and wives have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Children are an heritage of the Lord. Parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness.
We welcome you to Gospel Solutions for Families on the Mormon Channel, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Matthew O. Richardson, second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, and today we'll be discussing the Personal Progress Program as well as the Young Women's Program with how it influences families and how it can help our families and enrich the lives of young women. I am joined today with very special guests, and I can say personally that you have influenced and blessed my life just from our association. I know these women and these young women fairly well, and I am privileged and grateful to be joined by you and to learn from you. I am excited to hear your perspective on young women, young women's program, mothering, and families. What I thought would be good is to have you introduce yourselves just briefly. And so we have with us today the Hunsakers and the Morleys and the McGills. So, Angie, if you'll just introduce yourself and Addie, and we'll just go around the circle and get to know each other.
I'm very blessed to be here today, and my name is Angie Hunsaker, and I'm very blessed to be Addie Hunsaker's mother. I'm the mother of five. Addie is my middle child. And she's been a blessing to older and younger siblings.
And I'm Addie. I'm 17 and I'm a Laurel.
That's great. Jen?
I'm Jen Morley, and I'm the mother of four children. And I am blessed to have my oldest daughter, Maddie, here today. And it's such a wonderful opportunity to be with her. And I know that she has a strong testimony, and so she's a strength to all of our family.
I'm Maddie Morley. I'm 15 and I'm a Maya maid.
Great. Michelle?
I'm Michelle McGill, better known as Kylie's mom. I love that title. I have three other children, three younger than Kylie, so we're happy to be here.
I'm Kylie McGill, and I'm 16. I'm a Laurel.
Now, as I mentioned before, is I want to assure everyone that who we have here in our studio today, they are great examples of gospel living. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty confident to say that we could bring in any of your children and they would be exemplary at this. Now, here's the question I have. Why is that the case, do you think, in your experiences? If you were to look at it and say, what is the blessing and what are the good things about what's happening in our families, what would you attribute that to?
Well, I know when my children were little, I asked the pediatrician one time, why are my children so strong-willed? And actually, it wasn't his comment, it was a friend of mine. And as I was out chasing one of them in the church during sacrament meeting, and she said to me, Angie, don't you know that's just the way they're coming? And I've thought about that as I've watched my children grow and seeing how they've used that strong will for good. And, you know, they've just been blessed to have siblings who have also set great examples and shown them a righteous path to follow. And I've just done my best to just guide them and keep them on that path.
You know, Angie, that's a great comment. As a matter of fact, some people, they'll throw their hands up in the air and they'll just say, you know, families, they just come as they are and there's nothing we can do about it. They're just born this way. They're either born righteous, they're born rebellious, et cetera. And there's just nothing we can do about it. And I like what you brought up here because I think this is very important is they do come as they come. And we have the experience to say, okay, here's what's coming with wonderful traits, talents, other things that we can work on. But yet I do believe, as you mentioned, there are things that we can do to help and nurture that experience along the way. There are many young women and individuals out there that do not have the family support that some of us are blessed with, and yet they can have experiences in their life that will support them and improve their lives. And so I know for me as a parent, I was scared to death when our first son was born, our oldest child, and they handed me this bundle of joy. And I was a young man at the time, and they said, congratulations, Dad.
And I remember thinking, Dad, how can I be a dad? I was so young. I was inexperienced. I didn't even own power tools. So how could I be a father? I didn't have a drill. And yet I thought, I hope my earnest desire actually was, I hope I won't mess this young child up. I hope that I can nurture and help this child along. And I am grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't know how I could have muddled through this experience in helping young individuals in life without the guidance of the gospel of Christ. And also for me personally, I have to say, prophets, seers, and revelators. Jen?
One thing that I think the gospel plan gives us a framework for is how to invite the Spirit into our home. And I think that, at least I can attribute so much of the goodness of my children to just having the Spirit in our home so that they can recognize the truth when they feel it and they can receive and respond to personal revelation. And I think the gospel, reading the scriptures, family home evening, personal progress, all contribute to that and allow us to have the Holy Ghost in our hearts and in our homes as individuals and as a family.
It's really good. And as a matter of fact, I like how you're mentioning this. And with personal progress, it says personal, so it is a personal experience. Here's the tricky and the dicey experience of family living. It is a very personal experience. And the purpose, if I understand this correctly, the purpose of families is to assist every individual in their personal progression towards becoming like our Father in heaven. That's my job. That's your job as mothers, right? Isn't that your job, is to help each individual in their personal progress towards becoming like our Father in heaven? The purpose of the church organization is actually, if I understand it correctly again, to assist the family in helping them progress as a family in their divine progression in that order. And so this is the tricky part, is we want so desperately as parents to help out and to help our children, but what we're doing is assisting in that personal progress. We can't do it for, nor should we do it for the children, nor should the church do it for families, but we can assist. And this is one of the reasons I love personal progress. It's a tool that families can use to assist in personal progress, but also family development. Does that make sense? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was just going to say it's such a blessing that we have all of these tools that you've talked about, you know, being members of the church and having our prophet. And I think looking from the girls' perspective, just the many people that love them, you know, they're young women's leaders and so many good friends. You know, the seminary program is fabulous for their testimonies to grow. And I just feel so blessed to be a parent now when they have all of the support. And even though there is more temptation and more evil, I think the young women that I've seen have just risen to the occasion and felt like we have all the support around us, all the tools we need to fight Satan and to do what we know is right. So.
That's so good. And I appreciate that comment because I like this concept of we are given tools, but when you have tools, if they're not used, they are useless, actually. You can have all the best tools in the world and the best opportunities. If we don't use them, we're in serious trouble. One of the things I think is really interesting about using these tools that are provided for members is, you know, I found that there are those who are not of our faith that are actually using the tools as well. And I encourage anyone, whether it be of our faith or those who are of different faiths, to be able to embrace these tools to help find better families. I don't know why this surprised me, but I found a lot of people who watch General Conference that are not members of the church, and they love it. They say, I wouldn't miss that for anything. It's such an inspirational, exciting experience. It recharges my batteries. And I'm thinking, isn't that really a wonderful experience? And I know that one of the things with personal progress, with the online tracking of personal progress, they've tried to make it more accessible because they found that there were individuals who are not members of our church who were using personal progress, and they needed to find a way to access it without having a membership number. And that's a really wonderful thought, is the tools here will bless all lives. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. I have a wonderful opportunity where I have mothers and daughters together. And when we start to look at personal progress, I'm going to say, I know this is radio, but I'm going to do it nonetheless. By the show of hands, how many of you would endorse the personal progress? And then I'm going to count out loud. Okay, well, there's seven of us in here, and all seven of our hands are up. So now we have that laid out on the table. We're all enthusiastic. Endorsing personal progress in a way to bless our families. How does it bless our families? And so I want to get the perspective of both mothers and daughters. In your opinion, how does something like this bless our families and help us in our our progress both personally as young women, but as families and our progression as families. So I'm anxious to hear. What do you think on that? What would you say? Addie?
Well, I think it has us constantly involved in good things, and it really does invite the Spirit into our houses.
That's really good. Now, I'm going to pick on you a little bit here. When you say constantly involve us, are you referring to us as young women? What do you mean by us?
People who are doing the personal progress, mainly. But I also think families as well, because we're involved in good things, and that encourages our parents to, like, come with us and be a part of that as well.
Okay, good. Angie, what do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I think when they are involved in the personal progress program, it's bringing a spirit into their lives, a spirit about them. When you bring that into the home, that blesses the lives of the rest of us, and we want to follow their example, and we encourage them. And I think I watch Addie and how she's growing as a young woman, and it just, I'm in awe of her. And it inspires me and puts a little pressure on me to be better and keep progressing as a little older woman myself.
That's good. It's hard to bring the sun into a room without feeling the warmth. And as one individual in our families, as they bring in whatever it is they bring, it does exude and influence the home, I think. And so as you're working on personal progress and the experience you're having, we may not realize that actually, since you're part of a family, you do influence the family. And you do have a radiating experience. And that could be for good or ill, but personal progress, it deals with all the good.
One thing I've noticed with our family also is Kylie has two younger sisters, and they're very familiar with personal progress already. One will be a Beehive in just a few months, and she's so excited to get started. And I really am grateful for that, because, you know, having an oldest child that really just took it and ran with it has helped influence the younger children so much. And they feel like they're familiar with it and ready to go, and they've seen the blessing that it has brought to her and us as a family. And, you know, what a blessing that is for them.
That's great. I'm going to pick on Kylie then, since you brought that up, Mom. Is in what ways have you seen your experiences in helping your younger siblings? Do you think that that's true, that you're helping your younger siblings?
Definitely. I think being the oldest child, it's, like my mom said, kind of a lot of pressure. But as you do these things, I've noticed that my sisters have really looked up to me, not only in personal progress, but just the daily habits that I've received from doing personal progress, like daily scripture study and family prayer. And as I do these things, I think they look up to me and they see the goodness that comes because of personal progress.
That's really good. And one of the things I really enjoy of what you're saying, and I think this is critical, you use the word daily and family prayer as if it was something you do regularly, not just once in a while, to be able to check something off of a list. This is one of the things I like about what you're emphasizing and what all of you are actually saying is this is about family living. This is living our lives. And if personal progress were to be just a program where we had to get it done and we just check it off and then we're all done with it, I think it would lose the power. Don't you think?
Totally. Yeah, it's definitely a continual thing that will always, you know, you're never done. Once you're, there's always more that you can get out of it and more people you can help and inspire.
This is spoken from a young woman where I'm looking at her personal progress books here as she's gone through several of them and continuing to work through that. And I know, Maddie, that you're working on it. And I know also, Addie, that you are working on it and you actually have finished everything, but you decided to delay because you have more projects that you wanted to keep on doing. Is that right?
It's true.
See, and this is what I love about this is it's not like, oh, hurry and get it done so I can get my medallion and be done with this and move on. Now, I may be speaking out of turn here, but I don't know if you ever move on. I don't know if you really do. And maybe that's a perspective that can come from others is, now, wait a second, because I know you worked on this when you were young women. So are you done? Did you move on? Check it off and we're all done with that? Now,
oh, no.
On to bigger, better things,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely not.
No. As a mother and as a young woman leader, I was given the challenge to do personal progress. And so while Maddie was working on her personal progress, I did mine. She was an example to me. And so I was able to complete the program again. But it's never really a completion because I am still working on goals and setting goals. And I think the whole gospel plan is about progression and learning and growing and applying what we learn and using our agency based on the knowledge that we receive and using that agency to do good and to continue to grow as individuals and as families. And the Personal Progress Program also is based on values that are eternal. They are eternal truths that we can center our actions around, and they can act as guidelines in everything that we do.
That's really good. That's good.
Yeah. The habits that we create and form through Personal Progress not only influence us, but our families, and they last with us our whole lives. So, yeah.
That's really good. As a matter of fact, I was thinking as you were talking, I have two older daughters. Both are, one's married now and one's at the university studying. And I think of when I hear them talking on the telephone, and they talk a lot, which I am really grateful for, and it's really quite touching when I overhear the way they talk. And but I can't help but think in some ways, I'm not attributing all of this to Personal Progress, but I think of the times in years past where Lisa, my wife, and my daughters were doing these things together, and it formed a habit of being together, talking together about important things. And that's what I love to hear them talk, is they talk about daily events, this and that, what we're going to wear, frustrations with school, how we're going to get things done. And then you're talking about testimonies and what about this and how do we develop here? And I'm thinking, where in that world did that come from? And so I think about this interaction between mothers through an experience of like Personal Progress that's actually developing something that is a lifelong experience that's related to living, not just programming. Now, with that in mind, then I'd like to ask and learn from you, and maybe others could learn as well. I'm going to ask the young women to share on this. How can mothers help in your experience with Personal Progress? What are ways that they have helped or ways that they could help to assist you? And then I'm going to ask the mothers is, how do you think that you can help? So I'd like to get both sides of the coin here. So let's start with the young women. Kylie?
I think one of the biggest ways they can help us is just encouraging us to do it. I know lots of girls that haven't really started, but all it would take is just like a little nudge or just say, you know, you should really get this started. And one of the biggest ways to help is by doing that. I have a young woman leader in my ward who has kind of taken the initiative to start Personal Progress. That's kind of like her little calling within the young women's, and she has organized that, and we have gotten together as young women every month and worked on that, and it kind of became a tradition, and it became something more than just Personal Progress, but just bonding together, and we had fun together. Personal Progress can be fun, and yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Maddie?
Yeah, like Kylie was saying, I just think a little friendly reminder never hurts. And I think it goes a long way. And also, I think it helps for young women to see their mothers do Personal Progress, because we can see the joy that it brings to them and the happiness that it brings to their lives. And just that example really
good
helps.
Well, Addie, let's hear what you have to say as well.
All right. I just agree with Maddie. And I think the whole, you know, your mother's being an example to you. And it's always helpful when your mom has finished her Personal Progress so you can, you know, strive to be like her. But I think it's important that they are not being a hypocrite. Like if they're saying, like, read your scriptures every night, share prayers, but then they're not doing it as well, it's kind of, you know, actions speak louder than words do. And so it's kind of, you know, that's important.
This is good. I'm hearing a couple of things. I'm hearing the importance of example. I think that that makes it real, doesn't it, in a situation like that? Also, the same token, I think we would all agree is sometimes individuals change over the course of their lives, and they can still be an example where they're saying, I'm doing the best that I can to try to do this. For example, there may be some mothers who didn't earn their Young Women's Medallion or do Personal Progress. Maybe they weren't even members at that time. And now they're in a position, and Jen, you actually brought this up, and I think this is a wonderful way to look at this in the larger scope is they can help and do Personal Progress now as an adult. And so they may have a change of heart or a change of faith as far as that would be, and they still can do that. So I love the example because I believe that that's really good. Do as I say versus do as I do. Doing as we do is far better. The other element, I want to pick your brains on this very quickly, is – you both mentioned about how it's nice to have gentle reminders. Now, my mother, bless her saintly soul, and she is a great mother, but sometimes she would give me these reminders to practice the pianos. Oh. And it wasn't something that was I was thinking as I am so grateful for my mother who's constantly gently and sometimes not so gently reminding me to practice the piano. I was like, oh, yes, fine, okay, I'll practice the piano. So here you're saying is you love the gentle reminders to do and work on your personal personal progress. But can you add on to that a little bit? How is that different from practice the piano, or what do you think on that?
Well, I think there can definitely be too many gentle reminders. But I think that our mothers really do know what's best for us. And I think that, well, I know that they wouldn't tell us to do anything that wouldn't help us in some way. So,
okay, Maddie, I'm going to pick on you again.
Yeah.
Here. How do you know that? How do you know that they know what's best for you? And why do you feel that way, or that they know what you should be doing?
Well, I know that they love us, and I know that Heavenly Father will inspire them to know what's best for us and what we need to do in our lives.
Does that come from personal experience?
Mm-hmm.
Over the time?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Addie?
Yeah, and they were our age once. They went through pretty much the same things we did, so they know how it is, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like this, and I guess what I'm getting at, and you manifest this, is this isn't, they told you one time back on September 16th, oh, by the way, I love you, and then never have told you again since that time. There's something going on in the living here. You trust them, right? You've had experiences mm-hmm. where you trust it, and so when they do give this and they're saying something, they've been there, done that. One of my favorite statements from Elder Holland years ago was when he was speaking about young people and adults. He said, well, why do we call back and give advice? And he says, because we have been where you have been. We have walked the path, and we call back from afar to give ideas and say, watch out for this, and this is good. And then he made a comment, which is one of my favorite. He says, and we have been your age, and you have never been ours. And so there is hopefully a wisdom there, and I appreciate your openness to at least consider that as you're progressing, because you are all very capable young women. You are doers. You are doers. So this is really good. Okay, moms. How can we help in providing that gentle voice, the good reminders, maybe not too often, maybe the way we remind also is important, is to be able to sometimes we are checklisting or saying, get going on this and get going on this. Sometimes we could remind why it's so important, or at least why it's so important to us and the benefits as well. But how can you, in your experience, how have you helped, or how can we help daughters to be able to work through those experiences, or even as leaders? You've all had experience in young women's leadership.
I think there is a difference between a gentle reminder and almost a reprimand, like you should be doing your personal progress.
Good.
And I think I learned a long time ago when I was helping my daughter with math that if I have a good attitude and it's backed up by enthusiasm and love, it helps a lot in the reaction of my children. And she was much happier doing math because I was happy to help her. And so I think our attitude toward personal progress is very influential on how they view it as well. And so if our attitude is, let's work on personal progress, or have you done your personal progress lately? And let's see what you can work on, and almost make it a we kind of a thing. They don't feel the pressure of doing it all by themselves, and they sense our enthusiasm for it.
Good. That's good.
One thought I had is something I've noticed with all of my children is they just love that one-on-one time. You know, they crave being alone with mom because moms are busy. And I think sometimes we think, oh, how am I going to carve out another hour with each child one-on-one, or, you know, whatever we have. But what I've noticed is that if I would say to Kylie, you know what, let's sit down and go over this together, let's work on this, she was always willing to do it. And even with my younger children, with their Faith in God program on, you know, I try and do that. If I'm willing to sit down and actually do it with them and work with them, they love it, and they'll always do it. So I found that's helpful. If I'm willing to make the time and to do it with them, they're willing.
That's great.
Well, I'm fortunate that Addie likes to spend time with me, and I find myself often getting in the car to go run somewhere, and a second later I hear the passenger door open, and Addie's right there. She just loves to jump in the car, and we've had precious time in the car where we've been able to just talk, and I think one of the ways I help her is by just bearing testimony to her of the things that I know to be true, and many of those things are the values and the daily habits that are taught through the Personal Progress Program. And I enjoy, you know, bearing my testimony to her of how those things help me in my life and my struggles, and they will only be a blessing to her throughout the rest of her life as well.
This is good. So in my mind's eye, I have a picture of you driving down the road with Addie in the passenger seat, and maybe at a stoplight, you just say, Addie, I would like to bear my testimony. And then you kind of go through a formal experience. Is that what's happening,
okay,
Ange?
No, I'm teasing,
of course, but I think this is an important principle.
You're right. It's not quite like that, but we have a very good relationship where as we talk about things, she shares with me struggles at school, struggles with friends. And through that, I counsel her and bear testimony of the things that I know to be true and the things that I know will help her in her life deal with those daily struggles.
This is so nice. And I know you young women realize this, but sometimes when we talk about bearing testimony and testifying of principles, we get in our mind that it's a very formal experience. But in most cases, the greatest testimonies that are born are actually in general conversation where our hearts are just, they're knit, and they come at wonderful times. So I love this because it's really springing me into thoughts of personal progress can be worked on together in a car. You can be talking about things. It's not we sit down at a table, pull out the books, and get out the pens, and we, okay, now let's go through this. But it's a very fluid experience, and it happens at unusual times, etc. Now, one other thing real quickly that came out is all of you moms and daughters were mentioned of working together. But what about, and I know that this, anyway, I think that this is the case because we have capable young women here. What do you do about young women who are somewhat independent? They're self-motivated and they're going through these experiences. And it's almost like you're saying, I want you to work with me. Oh, thanks, Mom, but I've already done seven of the values, you know, kind of a thing or whatever. How do we nurture that in having the balance of working together while at the same time being able to help those who are independent work as well? I hope that makes sense. Kylie?
I think it's important to let others help you because that's part of the whole purpose of the program is to involve others in have them learn from those experiences also.
So that doesn't – you don't feel that that takes away from your relationship with your mother then?
Right.
Okay. Good.
I know one of Addie's projects was to tutor in her little sister's fifth grade class. And because her school was out at 2 and Harley's class went till 3:30, it required my help in driving her there each day. She tutored and that was set a great example for her little sister to see her doing that and – and I had a good attitude about the time it took for me to pick her up from school and take her to school.
Good. Any of you young women do a project or working on some of your personal progress without your mother knowing about it?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Did it work out okay?
Yeah, it works. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel cheated, Jen, when your daughter's out there working on her own?
Not at all.
Okay. And I bring this up because sometimes this is a concern. Sometimes we step in and we're trying to make sure that we're steering them in the right direction. And sometimes it can be smothering or it can even be inhibiting in a way. Mm-hmm. At the same token, the purpose of these experiences is to give experiences where they can be personally progressing as well. And once again, we come back to that notion as our job of parents is to help individuals progress. And so when we do that, it's a wonderful element. One thought, and I'm just thinking out loud, is what I've enjoyed watching my wife and my daughters, and even in my own experience, is even for the independent individuals to share. Is I might be initiating, I might be working, but by the way, here's what I've been doing. And it might not be guided or directed or working on at the same time, but they're sharing the experience. And while you're self-initiating and doing these things, taking off because you have such great talent, etc., or drive, is make sure that you share this with family. Share this with others around you, and they are blessed, and they applaud, and they will – my experience has been is everyone will say, well, how can I help? I'm doing great. Super. Then let me be your cheerleader. Mm-hmm. I appreciate everything that you have shared, and sadly, this is my problem every time. Sadly, we are out of time, and I think I could sit here at least and enjoy this for hours to come, but we need to bring this to a close. And so thank you for sharing your insight of how personal progress blesses families and how we can help nurture that within our families. You have been listening to Gospel Solutions for Families on the Mormon Channel. Brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.